men's study that will be meeting in the Truth Seeker Sunday School classroom called Horizontal Jesus. We'll be meeting up there in that classroom, so men, come and join me for that time of study. Our youth and our children's study will start tonight as well. That time will be from 6 to 7 p.m. Children will meet in our children's room. Youth will meet in our youth room tonight at 6 o'clock. So many opportunities tonight for times of fellowship and study this evening. So be a part of our Sunday night ministries that all get kicked off tonight here at First Baptist Elon. Also want to thank you for those that joined me on Thursday night this past week as we began our virtual Bible study as we're reading through the book of Ruth. We had a great time of study that started this Thursday. We're doing that virtual. It's all on Facebook Live. So for anybody that wants to join us at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live, you can join us. You also don't have to join me at 7 o'clock on Thursdays. If that time doesn't meet your need, you can go at any time to our Facebook page at First Baptist Elon and pick up on that study. The first session we started was this past Thursday night. Our second session will take place this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. So if you want to join me, go ahead. You can go to our website as well and find our reading guide, our study guide for the Book of Ruth. We're taking a little bit different angle than many have gone through the Book of Ruth before. So I encourage you to join with me on Thursday nights for that time of study. I do want to remind our deacons, as I remind you this morning, that our deacons meeting will be next Sunday night at 7 p.m. So make sure you take note of that. We'll be meeting in the fellowship hall. And last but not least, our September missions gathering. Thank you for your generosity already. If you walked anywhere down at the lower end of our hallway here at First Baptist Elon, you saw that the collection bin is overflowing. And so it's full. We've got bags overflowing. And thank you for your generosity as we fill up our food pantry. We helped two families 2 weeks ago. We got a call on Friday to help out a family as well. So people are coming and in need at this time. Thank you for your generosity. And that collection continues through the entire month of September. The items needed are listed in your bulletin so you can see those things that we need in our food pantry at this time. Let's prepare our hearts to worship. Let's sing praise to God this morning. That's why we gather here at First Elon. Let's stand and let's sing praise to God this morning.
And Deuteronomy 10:17 tells us, "For the Lord your God is great, mighty, and an awesome God." Let's stand and let's sing this great chorus, "Great and Mighty."
Even the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her No good thing does he withhold from those who walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. As I think about the scripture passage this morning, as I think about the beauty of God's creation and how we can see him in every place we go, the most important, I think, I see in this is that God dwells with us. He's not somewhere distant. He is here. He dwells with us here. As we worship this morning, may we be reminded of that. As we go to prayer this morning, may we be reminded of that, that he is here with us. He is then here in this dwelling place this morning. Let's pray. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. We long to be where you are, to stand in your very presence and to behold you face to face. And so we have come to this place today. We have gathered together to worship you, to offer the praise which belongs to you alone. Bless us as we worship you together, and as we open our hearts and minds to your presence among us this day. For you alone are God, the one in whom we can place our trust. Amen.
Our next hymn this morning is Serve the Lord with Gladness. Let's stand and worship together.
Thank you.
because I am pretty sure that what we want to remember is the heroism and the unity that took place, that came out of the act that took place 20 years ago. That's what we live for. That's what we're called to do. So this morning, as we have a moment of silence, as we all bow our heads and remember the lives lost, remember the heroism and the unity that we're all called to find through Jesus Christ our Lord, the unity that we're all called to find, not just as a nation, but as a world, as a world. So let us bow our heads in unity and in prayer. Again, let me say to you, good morning. Welcome to First Baptist Church of Elon. I want to thank you for joining us for worship this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is one of those days you wake up and you're like, hey, I want to skip church this morning. I want to stay outside. Even the pastor said that this morning. Know that. This is one of those days. This morning is a special Sunday in the life of our church as we set aside one of our own, Leslie Cornell, to serve the body of Christ here at First Baptist as one of our deacons. This decision to become a deacon, being both called in our Christian journey, we have to remember to remain solid and grounded in the faith in which we first believed. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to read from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 this morning. Colossians is a book we did a study on not too long ago. And as you turn to these verses this morning, they'll be on the screen behind me as well. Paul is encouraging the church at Colossae to stay grounded in their faith. He was giving this young church a charge and a challenge, one that I'm giving Leslie this morning, but it's one that goes for all Christian believers as well. Reading Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7 this morning. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Paul was challenging the Colossian church with three new things that they were encountering. These same three new things, Leslie, you will encounter in your new journey in being a deacon that God has called you to be. So let's look at these three. The first thing, Leslie, you're going to be embarking on, the first new thing is literally a new start. Our passage begins with the word here. It says, so then, or in some translations, depending on what translation you have, it may say, therefore, which ties you to the words previously that he spoke in the previous passage. Paul had been speaking to the Colossian church about recognizing the struggles that they were facing under persecution and others trying to lead them away from their faith. However, he ends verse 5 by saying this, I am delighted to see how firm your faith is in Christ. Paul continues by saying, continue your walk in Him. You see, these were new believers. They were starting their new faith journey, who were walking with their new Lord. Now, notice that word I said, new Lord. There is one thing to call Jesus Christ your Savior, but it's something completely different to call Jesus Christ your Lord. You see, when we call Him our Lord, we are calling Him something that's going to change our day-to-day lives completely, radically different. So much so that the world around us starts taking notice of the difference in our lives. You see, Savior is a one-time act. Lord is a day-to-day thing. When we cling to Christ as our Lord, we have a completely new perspective on life. Our focus is no longer what the world wants us to see. The things of this world are our own desires, but now only the things of Christ. You see, this is the new start that Paul was encouraging the Colossian church to follow through in their daily lives with. This is the new start, Leslie, that I am encouraging you to make as you begin this new path as a deacon in service to God. Not just here in the church, not just around your house, but in all things you do. Let the world see the radical difference that Christ has made in your life. I challenge you not to allow the traditions of human frailty interfere with your service to God. I challenge you not to be afraid to stand the gap when trouble comes, because trouble will come. That's the difference when we call Him our Savior and we call Him our Lord. To our congregation, I challenge you to continue to lift Leslie up and all our deacons, not just Leslie, but all our deacons, as they are called to do the exact same thing. Lift them up in prayer. I challenge you to come alongside each of them in times of difficulty when things are difficult. I challenge you to do this because that's what they're going to do for you. I challenge you to do this with Christ as your Lord. we're going to build a life of service in God, it must be founded and built upon the solid rock, Jesus the Christ. Leslie, may Christ be your foundation, focusing on Him as Lord of your life and the center of all you do for this church body. And that goes for all of us this morning. God and Christ is our foundation. If we build ourselves on anything else the world pushes forward, we will fall. We'll fall. Allow God to be your foundation. And allow all those people who have helped you to get to this point, that great cloud of witnesses, to continue to testify to you and be witness to you. Those that are here, those that are around you, and those that have come before you, and those that will come after you. You have a new start. You need to take a new step. But last but not least, you need a new sight. So often when we take on a new job or responsibility, we have a tendency to look back at what we've done in the past. Especially when things start getting tough, it's like, why did I choose to do this? What in the world was I thinking? You're going to hit those moments. I know I've been there. I know many of our other deacons have been there. You're going to get to those moments. Things start going not as planned. Things start going wrong. Paul was reminding the church at Colossae that through all of this, they are to be overflowing with one thing and one thing only: thankfulness. The Greek word Paul used here is eucharistia, which means being thankful or being grateful for the situation. We are called to have gratitude for something or someone's actions towards us. And that's God. Nobody else. That's God. Even through the bad times, we're thankful because of God. In spite of anything that goes on, we should be overflowing with thankfulness for Christ's provision. He has saved us, He has sealed us, and He has guided us. As you sit before the congregation today, know that you are not sitting here because I approved you to be a deacon. Know that you're not sitting here because the deacon nominating team approved you to be a deacon. Know that you're not sitting here because the church voted you to become a deacon. All of that happened, but that's not why you're sitting here. The only reason why you are sitting here today is because God approved you to be sitting here. He called you to serve, and you answered the call. Period. That's it. And reason why? Because you're thankful. And you remain thankful, no matter what may come. For this, and for only this, we are thankful. In your service, you are called to be thankful. Our call as a church is to be thankful. Our call to each one of us, to not just Leslie, to all our deacons, is to be thankful for everything He calls us to do. We're to be thankful. Your thankfulness must be focused on Christ, just as in our living, our lives will be focused on Christ as our Lord. Paul wanted believers to understand that when we come to Christ in faith, our entire vision, our entire sight starts changing. We don't see what the world sees. The new sight we see is thankfulness. That's all. That's it. Not just you as an individual, but our congregation, that's all we see. A new start, a new step, a new sight. The story goes that in some Christian churches in China, new believers are welcomed by this saying: Jesus now has a new pair of eyes to see with, new ears to listen with, new hands to help with, and a new heart to love others with. Leslie, you've entered into a new area of service, and now our congregation has new eyes to see with, new ears to hear with, new hands to serve with, and a new heart to love with. I challenge you to embrace this new start, to embrace this new step, and embrace this new sight and this new vision of Christ in your life. Not just this day, but every day. At this time, I'll ask Leslie Cornell to come down front to stand in term in your bulletin to the ordination service, which is listed on your bulletin. There will be a time where you will respond by standing. But at this time, let us enter to the act of ordination. The office of deacon is generally considered to have originated in the election of the seven as helpers to the apostles, as reported in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. The term deacon in the New Testament means servant, and the servant demonstrates their leadership by example. Ordination means the act of election or appointing to a duty. We come now to ordain Leslie Cordell to the duty of deacon in the First Baptist Church of Elon, as she continues to strive to be a faithful servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. Leslie, do you promise to strive to live your life that you may honor Christ? And do you promise, in the presence of God and the body of believers, to accept the responsibilities of deacon in this church, and to the best of your ability, to put your faith to work as a servant of Jesus Christ? Okay. Let us pray. Our Lord and God, this morning we turn to you to pray for our new deacon, Leslie Cornett. Since the time of the apostles, you have inspired the church to appoint members of your church to assist in particular ways in this mission. We give you thanks for how you have blessed your church, for how you are continuing to build and shape your church, and for giving us the joy today of appointing her to serve our congregation. We would ask that you would bless her, that she may know that